I made up my mind to be happy. I made up my mind to be happy. This is a choice that all of us can make. We've talked a lot about happiness lately, and happiness is tremendously important. And happiness is what makes the world go round, and happiness is what makes us enjoy life. We enjoy living. We enjoy being ourselves. We enjoy everything that we are. We are enthusiastic about life, enthusiastic about everything in the world. And how great that is. How great that is to be enthusiastic about everything in the world. I made up my mind to be happy. So, no matter what I do, no matter where I am, no matter what thoughts I think, I made up my mind to be happy. And this is what's going on in my world. I'm being happy. I'm being delighted. I'm being fulfilled in every beautiful way. I'm being supported in every glorious way that I delight in. And it is wonderful. It is truly wonderful to be happy the way I am. Because when I'm happy the way I am, I cannot think of anything else I'd rather be. I cannot think of anything else that I would rather be than to be a happy person. So, now, how do I go about being a happy person? How do I go about being a delightful person? How do I go about being a person that is filled with peace, is filled with joy, is filled with wonder and magic? How do I do that? Well, I go about being a person who is filled with peace and filled with joy and filled with magic by looking at the world and saying, it is good. Looking at the world and saying, it is wonderful. Looking at the world and saying, this is a magnificent world. This is a fantastic world. This is a world that I delight in, that I am thrilled in, that I choose to be in all the time. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Just what kind of a world do I choose to be in all the time? No matter who I look at in the world, I see them being happy people. No matter who I look at in the world, I see them being beautiful people. No matter who I look at in the world, I see them being glorious people, people who are filled with joy and peace and happiness. It doesn't matter. Now, I first begin with myself. I first begin with myself and I made up my mind to be happy. So, if I made up my mind to be happy, how do I make up my mind to be happy? Well, I look at the things around me and I say, they're good and very good. Some men came to the house the other day and they wanted to put up a special solar system for us. And they wanted to put it up so beautifully that it would bring us all the power we want, and we would have our electric bills would be only half of what they were before. Now that's considerable, every month. So if our electric bills were, say, $400, they'd be $200. And $200 times 12 and 12 is 24, that's $2,400. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Now, what is that money, and how does that money work for us? How does that money work to bring goodness into our life? Well, it brings goodness into our life by doing all the things we want done. So, we bring goodness into our life by having joyful things happening in our world, by having marvelous things happening in our world, by having peaceful things happening in our world. We think of all of the lovely things there are in this life, and we say they're good. Now, we talked about fried eggs. Now, can you fry a perfect egg? Can you fry a perfect egg that is exactly cooked thoroughly, beautifully, wonderfully, just the way you want it? With easy over or with up? How do you like your eggs? The way to do it is over a moderate flame, over a moderate heat. And when we cook our foods over moderate heat, we have control of them. And when we have control of our foods over moderate heat, we have beautifully cooked food. Now, why don't we do that all the time? Now, in our toaster, when we toast our bread, do we toast it on high toast and then get it burned? Or do we toast it on moderate? Well, we've got different types of bread that we put in there. We have thick bread and thin bread, and we have light bread, and we have dark bread. Now, that doesn't make any difference, does it? When you do anything, you do it thoughtfully. You don't just shove things in here and there and hope they work. You don't put your foot down on the accelerator of the car and just say, merrily we go along. You drive in moderation. You live in moderation. You do everything in moderation. And as you do everything in moderation, then you make up your mind to be happy, really. Because you will enjoy everything that you do if you do it in moderation. Do you like that? Do you want to do that? Do you want to be that way? Do you want to be in moderation in all things that you do? Well, if you do, then you just let go and let your divine self be who you are. Let that flow who you are. Let it go in who you are. And let it wonderful in who you are. Because that is indeed who you are. Be in moderation. Now, some people like to wear clothing that is bright and cheery and fantastic. And other people look at them and they say, oh, they're garish. They're not attractive at all. And yet, if you had a happy heart, if you had a gay heart, if you had a heart filled with love and peace and joy, you would look at everything in life and you would find the beauty in it. You wouldn't find it being garish. You wouldn't find it being outlandish. You wouldn't find it being outrageous because it is beautiful. Now, can you be in beauty? Can you be in joy? Can you be in wonder? Can you live your life so wonderful that everything you do makes you happy? Whenever we judge another person, we're not being happy. Whenever we judge ourselves, we're not being happy. But we live to our highest and best. And when we live to our highest and best, then we are happy. When we live to our highest and best, then we are thrilling and wonderful. Then we are doing all those things that make us feel so good, that make us feel so wonderful, that make us feel so fulfilled. Now, this is all that matters, really. I made up my mind to be happy. Well, if I'm going to be happy, I don't judge myself and I don't judge others. I just live to my highest and best. If I'm going to be happy, I look at everything in moderation. I look at everything in delight. I look at everything in peace. And then that's the way it is for me. When I am living in my highest and best in every way that I can, then everything that I do is beautiful and good and fantastic. And I'm ready for that. Yes, I'm ready for that. And I'm ready to be that way because that is who I am and that is what I am and that is all that I know. How to be happy, how to be fulfilled, that's all that I know and that's who I am. Can you say that for yourself? Do you want to say that for yourself? Do you delight in saying that for yourself? Do you enjoy saying that for yourself? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you are? Do you know why you are? Do you know all of the beautiful things about you? Well, when you do that, which you do, then everything in your life is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Everything in your life is fulfilling and rewarding. Everything. Yes, we talk about the fried eggs and the toast. And that's something that we experience. But are you ready to experience all the goodness that life is in you? Are you ready to be all of the goodness that life is in you? Are you ready to live all of the goodness that life is in you? You can, but it's up to you. It's up to you to be yourself and have fun. It's up to you to know who you are, to live in moderation, to delight in everything, to look around you and call everything good. And as you do that, you will experience everything as good, for it cannot be much more wonderful than that. Live that way today. Know that that's who you are. Know that that's what you are. Know that that's why you are. Because you are grand. You are glorious. You are fantastic. You are marvelous. And you are marvelous every day of your life. And it is so. And it will always be so. Claim that. Enjoy that. Delight in that. And know that that's who you are. And that's who you will always be. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful and how grand that is. Because that is the truth. Cook in moderation. Do not judge. Look at everything as good. And as you do this, everything is good. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is delightful. Everything is all you could ever ask for, because everything is you. Have a glorious day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.